USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. While Roe v. Wade has been Supreme Court precedent for 50 years, it is standing its biggest legal test right now. According to constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax, as Mississippi seeks to move the timetable on abortion restrictions, he says the choice is between either overruling Roe v. Wade or the middle ground position of upholding Mississippi, but not overruling. But what if Roe v. Wade is overruled?
A cataclysmic political event in America. Congress would try to pass a statute first, making abortion a federal right. It would become a major issue in the 2022 midterms and then in the 2024 presidential.
The White House announced on Saturday that President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk next week amid a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Greek Orthodox priest on Saturday shouted, "Pope, you are a heretic," at Francis in Athens. A man with a long white beard wearing black robes and a black hat was taken away by police after shouting at the Pope as he entered the Orthodox archbishopric.
"Five pounds! You can't let it go! Five pounds! You can't let it go!
Francis arrived in Greece on Saturday to visit the Greek Roman Catholics in an effort to bring together the Eastern and Western churches. CNN announced late Saturday afternoon the cable network has fired host Chris Cuomo, effective immediately, following an investigation into Cuomo using his journalism contacts to help defend his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he was facing numerous allegations of sexual assault by female staffers. Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace last August. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker. On Thursday night, Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that for the first time in history will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, "Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how people feel about it." I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.